Paleontologists working in the Moroccan Sahara have unearthed fossils that provide evidence for the first known dinosaur with an aquatic lifestyle. Scientists now think Spinosaurus aegyptiacus grew up to 50 feet long, sported a large sail on its back, and cruised an ancient river system about 100 million years ago. That's based on the newly discovered fossils of its giant paddle-like tail. The findings were published in the journal Nature, and we're joined now by the lead paleontologist who made the discovery, Nizar Ibrahim, a National Geographic explorer and an assistant professor at the University of Detroit Mercy. His work was funded by the National Geographic Society. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll start by describing the fossils you found. What do they look like?
They're absolutely amazing. So the key piece we found was a complete tail of Spinosaurus, and it's utterly bizarre. It looks like a giant fin-like structure, something unique in the world of dinosaurs. And so we think that this fin-like propulsive organ was basically moving this animal through ancient rivers.
Just the fin, because I think about, you know, penguins that have wings, but they don't really fly. How do we know that just because it had a fin that it was able to move through the water?
Well, I mean, there are a number of clues in the skeleton that tell us that this was a water-loving dinosaur. It has a long, narrow snout like a crocodile with conical teeth, perfect to catch slippery prey like fish. It has dense bone for buoyancy control. Relatively small hind limbs, but the tail really is the most important part because it's absolutely huge and it really does look like a giant paddle.
So based on what you have seen, paint a picture for us. As far as you can tell now, what did Spinosaurus look like and how did it live?
Well, the really cool thing about Spinosaurus is that there's no real modern-day equivalent, right? It's like working on an extraterrestrial from outer space. And so this was a giant predator, crocodile-like, narrow jaws, a huge sail on its back, a paddle-like tail. It would have looked like some kind of river monster out of a dragon story, a really bizarre creature. And it would have been hunting aquatic creatures in a massive river system that existed in the place we now call the Sahara Desert. Let me just kind of paint that part of the picture for you. So those fish we're talking about are absolutely enormous. Coelacanths the size of cars, 25-foot-long sawfish, giant lungfish. So really abundant prey for a giant aquatic predator like Spinosaurus.
And we know that there were fish and large aquatic reptiles during this time of the dinosaurs, but this would be the first true dinosaur that was aquatic, right?
Yes. So for a very long time, scientists have essentially established this dogma that essentially says that dinosaurs just did not invade aquatic habitats, right? They're land-dwelling animals. We know that some of them took to the air. Birds are direct descendants of dinosaurs. Indeed, they are dinosaurs. But we thought that they never really invaded the watery world. So this is the first example of a dinosaur doing just that. So that really opens a whole new window of ecological opportunities for dinosaurs.
How did you discover it?
Well, it was a pretty incredible adventure story. We've been working on this dig site for a number of years, but most of my team members thought that we were kind of done with this dig site. We had uncovered whatever was there to be uncovered. But I always had a hunch that maybe the largest part of the skeleton was actually still buried under the rocks. The problem was that the area we had to clear was basically consisted of about 15 tons of rock. So removing 15 tons of rock on a steep escarpment in the Sahara Desert in 120 degrees Fahrenheit is not easy. And everything that could possibly go wrong did go wrong. We had sandstorms and close encounters with snakes and flooding in the Sahara. You name it, we experienced it. But it was worth it. When we finally got to the bone-bearing layer, we hit the jackpot. And it was just one bone after another. And that's really when it became clear that we had made a discovery that is really going to change the way we look at dinosaurs. When we're piecing together these tail bones, we realize that this was something utterly unique. In many ways, it's comparable to the tail of, for example, a crocodile.
Is it possible that the crocodile is related in some way to this Spinosaurus?
Well, crocodiles are related to dinosaurs, but they're only distantly related in the grand scheme of things. And so what we see similarities between crocodiles and Spinosaurus, for example, in terms of the tooth anatomy or the tail shape, these are really just examples of what we call convergent evolution. So, you know, they lived in a similar kind of environment. And if you want to move around the water, you'll evolve a similar kind of tail shape, for example. So this is the same reason why, you know, dolphins and sharks have a roughly comparable kind of torpedo-shaped body. So this is really just convergence. They're not really closely related.
Do you think that Spinosaurus are unique, or could there be other aquatic dinosaurs waiting to be discovered?
Well, I think after this study, people in museums all around the world will go back to their paleontological collections and look at some of their fossils and see if maybe there are some other previously overlooked aquatic dinosaurs out there. We now, you know, presented evidence for aquatic habits in this dinosaur, and so people can look at other fossils in their collections and see if maybe some fossils match the ones we see in Spinosaurus. You know, things like very dense bone for buoyancy control or very long spines on the tail. So who knows? But for now, Spinosaurus is the only dinosaur that shows unambiguous evidence for essentially a fully aquatic lifestyle.
Well, I could say that they could now make a Jurassic Park movie all about this, but they already did and had a aquatic dinosaur in one of them. But I don't think it did very well, that one. Anyway, that is Nizar Ibrahim, who is a National Geographic explorer and assistant professor of biology at the University of Detroit Mercy. Nizar, thank you.
Sure. You're very welcome.
And we've got pictures of the Spinosaurus at hereandnow.org.